Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, that's for sure. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we're taking your phone calls here. You are calling the shots this morning for whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll be more than glad to talk about, whether it's fishing or hunting. You name it. So we got a couple of bills in the General Assembly. Started down this path and got interrupted by a phone call, which we were glad for. There's a bill for Wicomico County to end the stupid, quite frankly, 10:30 ending for Sunday hunting in Wicomico County. There's another one for Dorchester County and a couple other things. Now, I want you to think about this. I don't know of any fox chasing or much trail riding on Maryland's eastern shore. I do know people who are trail riders in Cecil County, but I don't see a lot of horseback riding from Kent, Queen Anne's, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico, Somerset, Worcester. Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, is there a big horse community here on the shore and a lot of trail riders? I know there are no steeplechases that I know of. I don't know of any fox chasing. But the Maryland Horse Council thinks that we shouldn't be allowed to hunt on Sundays. And that if we do, we have to stop hunting at 10:30 in the morning. No evening hunting in deer season. You know, you can hunt from, you know, half hour before sunrise to 10:30, then you're done for the day. Stupid, quite frankly. But Maryland Horse Council opposes any expansion anywhere of Sunday hunting in Maryland. I can't understand it. I don't get it. They do have a powerful lobby. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of politicians that they contribute a lot of money to do their bidding in Annapolis and vote against any expansion for Sunday hunting. Maybe you can tell me why. Maybe you can give me a reason why we shouldn't be able to hunt deer on Sundays on the Eastern Shore unless we stop at 10:30 in the morning and other areas. I mean, there's absolutely no Sunday hunting in Baltimore County. I can see why their politicians over there are under the influence of the Maryland Horse Council. I can see Howard County, why there's no Sunday hunting there. Prince George's County, not sure. Don't get that. But why, when we don't mess with them as far as what they like to do as far as trail riding or anything else, why do they mess with us? You tell me the answer to that. I'm just seeking information. I'm just trying to find out what the reasoning and rationale is for the Maryland Horse Council to be so adamantly opposed to Sunday hunting. Now, they're all for crop damage, shooting deer 365 days a year with any weapon you choose in Maryland, and even, you know, there are like 40 people who have permits to shoot deer at night. Agricultural deer management, whatever they're called, you know, it's basically shooting deer at night, you know, for crop damage. Tell me why the Horse Council is in favor of the commercial sale of venison. Why the Horse Council is in favor of crop damage. Why the Horse Council is in favor of these subjects, but they are opposed to people who are even bow hunting. Bow hunting. You can't expand to Sunday bow hunting. What is their rationale? And I only bring it up because it's coming up in the General Assembly right now with the two bills to expand Sunday hunting time in Maryland. Private property, ladies and gentlemen, private property. Not public lands, but private property. So if you have 150 acres in Wicomico County, 200 acres, you know, Sycamore Marsh in Dorchester County, and you want to hunt on Sunday, on those Sundays you're allowed to hunt, you have to stop at 10:30 in the morning. No evening hunting. And we all know that, you know, the majority of Sycamore are taken in the evenings. You know, so I don't know. Please help me understand. Please help me understand the rationale for why one group of uninvolved people who don't hunt have to meddle and block those of us who do. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anyone? Anyone want to take that one on? I'll wait, in case you didn't hear the number, 410-WCBM-680. So, I'll wait for your call. While I'm waiting, I didn't do this during the break, and I should have. I'm going to walk across the room here with my headset on, which what I can do. You know, I'm not locked into a microphone because it's in the headset. I'm going to walk over here to a table where I've set my thermocup full of coffee, and I'm going to open my styrofoam cup, and then this nice hot cup of coffee that's been in this thermo mug that Robin was able to print when she was able to do her crafts. She has a beautiful Bucks, Bears, Stags logo on there and my name. God, she's talented. She needs to get better and get back to it. I'm going to fill that coffee cup while you're listening and wait for the comments and calls to come in. What do you think? Well, Aaron, the phones aren't exactly ringing off the hooks, are they? All right, we'll talk to Ray in Baltimore. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
First off, I like to tell little funny stories, but I held off here because it was not the best day in the world to think everything was humorous. But
we have to live our lives. You know, Robin is in good hands, and we have to continue with the show. We don't want to make it a sad event. We want people to be encouraged, and you know, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the care that she's getting, and you know, my faith carries me through. So we gotta carry on with the show. You know,
before I told you the little funny story, I was going to just say this, that we let the man who calmed the seas and cured the blind and took care of the stricken, smitten, and afflicted, may his hand be on Robin and on you too.
Thank you, man. I'll tell you
the story here.
All right, let's hear it.
Years ago, with my Kunan fishing rod, right?
You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
No.
I gotta send you one.
No. Anyway, I got so many fishing rods, I don't know what to do with them.
You and I
but
both.
Anyway, I wanted to go fishing, but there was a boy. I had two daughters, good-looking girls, kind of looked like their father.
Uh-huh. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
Anyway, this boy used to come around, and I knew he was suffering from high hormone problems. I just knew it. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep my eye on everything that's going on.
I got you.
So I wanted to go fishing the next morning down the Eastern Shore. It was getting around perch season. And so I didn't have worms. So I said, Michael, come on out here. And I'm going to show you something I've never done before, but we're going to try it out. And I had a vegetable garden, and I squirted that up with water pretty good in the evening, lit a Coleman lantern, right? And, and of course, I'm a city boy, but and people, they didn't know what they used to see when they see a deer hanging in my garage. But
yeah, anyway. Exactly.
So anyway, I squirted down with a little water, and I drove two metal rods down in the ground in the garden, and I'd right. never done that before. And
oh,
I,
you're lucky
I
you didn't
electric
yourself.
Up to them,
yeah.
And I hooked it up, and I'll be darned. Here come those worms up. And I said, you're going to really love this. I said, every time one comes up, you pick the worm up, all right? Oh. Pull that worm out of the ground. Well, he grabbed the worm before I could unplug the extension cord.
I knew that was coming.
And he's zipping all over the place. And he'd be hollering, Mr. Ward, shut it off, shut it off. And I said, well, you don't pick the worm up till I tell you to, okay?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I killed electric, but I've never done it before, but I didn't know that he'd get the shock.
Oh, he was grounded, man. Yeah, absolutely. Well, he wasn't grounded. That's the thing.
So anyway, it cured his hormone drive for the day.
And
so the deal was, that gathering worms can be electrifying. Okay.
Exactly. No question. Oh, my gosh.
That's that. And I wish the best for Robin there.
I know
she'll get better. Right?
So do I, buddy.
And I'll tell you who I miss. I used to hear Fran on there once in a while, but for a long time haven't. And I know this. I know that Fran never hunted, fished, or nothing. I could just tell that.
No, wait a minute.
There was a gal, you could tell deep in her, she wanted to.
She did.
She loved that show.
Hold on a minute. Fran was very active in the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We would have an event in Annapolis, and she would show up with her walker. She would attend the Maryland Hunting Coalition banquets. She got hooked up with our buddy Chuck, who was involved with the bow hunters organization, the disabled bow hunters organization. She
right.
did go on a hunt. One of our listeners provided her with a crossbow. She
I'll
did go
done.
On. She did go on a hunt with them to Ohio, traveled out of Baltimore, went to Ohio with the group, got a shot at a deer, and unfortunately missed. But Fran did have that hunting experience and never forgot it. Just
I'll be. You know, and I never knew that. There
yes,
you go.
Sir.
The old,
yes.
I never knew, okay? But I never knew that she was doing that. Just, you know, well, the times I was listening,
yeah.
I never knew about that. Just she
right.
would call in and ask questions and
yep.
things, and I thought she was just
we miss
a
her.
Person that wanted to be part of it.
Yep. I knew she was having some trouble. You know, Fran was in her 70s, and I don't know whatever happened. I've not been able to find any
information. That's the last I understood. I never
yep.
heard her call in again.
Exactly.
But I hope all worked out well, whatever, for her.
Well, she
and I love listening to the show, and I enjoy it. And,
she was
so being, I have all these little simple, funny stories. That's
yeah.
about the best I got.
Yeah.
You know,
Ray, I'll tell you, she was a woman of faith, so whatever became of her, whatever happened, you know, if she's still around, we pray for her. But if she is not, I mean, if she is, we'd love to hear from her. She's not. We know she's. We know where she is. Okay.
All righty, and I'll get off here. And just about yesterday, I talked to the guy that I told you, the guy that had the Gore-Tex boots that went down in the water. He's
yeah.
still with us, and we bird hunt. All right. And we're getting old. I don't like that. Okay. We're getting old.
And we're all getting there, brother. We are.
Well, I'm 75 now, and he's walking these fields, and I got all these metal in me, hips, both hips replaced and all
oh,
this.
Oh, man.
I still get out and go.
But you know what? You're out there, man. That's the main thing. You're still out there doing it, which is fantastic.
All right. Well, I got a lot of other stories in life, but we'll go on with it. Every month or so, I'll give you a little call and tell you one of them.
Thanks, Ray.
It's just the way I look at life. You know,
I got you.
I looked at life from both sides now. From win and lose, and still somehow.
And still
it's
somehow.
Illusions, I recall. I really don't know life at all. I'll see you. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Ray. All right. Great call. 410 WCBM 680. We've got to tell you about some of our sponsors for sure. No question. Clyde Sports Shop, their 10-day fish, Let's Go Fishing sale starts this coming Friday, March 14th through Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. The store-wide sale, all fish and tackle 10% off. Rods and reels are on sale. Combos are on sale. The big thing is you can save on premium monofilament line. It's half price. So if it's normally 4 cents, it's now 2 cents. Just take your empty spools in, bring them in, whatever, and they will fill it from starting at 1.5 cents a yard. So if you need, 100 yards of line, $1.50. I mean, it's ridiculous. They do install new line, the new monofilament line, which is premium monofilament with Berkeley strand or Shakespeare. The Power Pro braided line is not part of the deal. So Shakespeare, Fluger, Ugly Stick rods. There's an Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. You just use that Ugly Stick to pick up a weight, guess the weight, you could win. Fluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President Series. The Battle 3 Series from Penn are all on sale. Kids fishing combos are on sale, too, and all rod and reel combos are on sale. Don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix fishing rods. Clyde's has live and frozen bait, minnows, crabbing supplies, guns, ammo, scopes, optics, you name it. They've got tackle for panfish, tackle for trout, plenty of rockfish tackle, circle hooks and bucktails and terminal tackle. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227 Baltimore, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop, two S's in the middle, .com. Been around since 1957. That phone number again, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's is getting ready for summer. All the tables and chairs are out and on display. The Adirondack chairs are stacked up. They're putting all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard that you can see from Route 50, and you'll see a wide selection of storage sheds and things like gazebos and pergolas and things like greenhouses, chicken coops, dog kennels, gym sets for the kids, tiki bars. And when you go inside, there's a whole room of furniture for your deck or for your beach house. On the other side are the barbecue grills and the selection of wood and pellet freestanding stoves and all the inserts, the gas, the electric, the pellet, and the wood inserts. Robin and I have shopped there. We love their service. We love their selection. Their personality is great. They have great product knowledge, and you will enjoy it as well. Backyard Billy's has all this stuff, so it's worth the trip. It's worth spending a couple hours there. It'll take that long to see everything. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That number, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville, Evans Avenue right off of Route 18, right up through the middle of Graysonville. Turn right on Evans and left on Drummer Drive, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, making backyards great again. Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain. We're back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. All right, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. Hey, one thing I really remember about Fran was she was very inspiring. You feel inspired to go hunting and fishing. She'd always, you know, with all the negativity with hunting and fishing, she'd always speak to, you know, make you feel good about, you know, a sport.
Absolutely.
It was our heritage. It was something we absolutely enjoyed. When she would speak, you'd always get the that inspirational vibe of you know, this is hunting and fishing are a good thing.
That's true.
In short.
Yep. Yes, indeed, she did, and she spoke her mind without any reserve.
Yeah. That was something we need. You know. More positivity in what we do.
That's true.
And it's, there's a lot of negative about hunting and whatnot, but it's we all need to support each other in our what we enjoy doing.
That's true. You know, we put a post on Bucks, Bears, Stags, and mentioned the word crossbow. And people go nuts. I mean, how long are we going to do this? Crossbows have been legal in Maryland for, 10 years for the whole season? It hasn't hurt the deer population. Yeah. You know, it hasn't done anything to anybody. There are many. We just put one on there today, a guy, a father and son team. Father said in his text to me, he said, you know, I just can't pull the compound back anymore because I've had surgery and that type of thing. But I love to hunt. I love to bow hunt, so I had to get a crossbow. Well, why would you deny that guy the opportunity to hunt just because of his choice, his personal choice of, you know, the tools that he uses to get the job done? I never did understand that. So.
Yeah. You know. Well, I mean, it all started down with the, you had to get a note from your doctor or something submitted to the DNR to be able to hunt with a crossbow.
I still have the form that my surgeon after my first shoulder surgery signed for me. I still have it somewhere. I had it laminated because right. I didn't want to have it folded up anywhere. And so anyway, I had it laminated, and it's here somewhere. I can't even remember the date of it, but you know, I just bought a new compound and had to didn't know I was going to have shoulder surgery, but so I got the compound back out after the surgery, went into the range. I pulled the bow back, and I could hold it, no problem, you know, with my right hand. Right. But my left arm, where I had the surgery, I couldn't hold the bow up. It would just drop. I tried again. Okay, we'll try this again. And that shoulder didn't have enough strength to hold the bow up. So to bow hunt, I had to have a crossbow. And then I had the other shoulder surgery done. But now, since they're both healed up, I'm back to the compound. I'm fortunate I can... You know, at 70, I can still, you know, pull the compound back and love carrying it. So, you know.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's an opportunity, you know, regardless of what you hunt with. For us, it's just sustainability because that's our red meat. I mean, I'm sure I like to hunt for a big buck and whatnot, but, and you know, I leave that up to the kids now anyway.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a meat hunter. I'm not out to, you know, it's all about putting venison in the freezer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Well, so. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I was interested when you were talking earlier about the a lot of the regulations and whatnot. I know Baltimore County with the, you know, our horse people, they knock and stamp it. I think one thing that's important is having representation at these meetings through your delegates and whatnot to say, hey, this is what we'd like to see. And apparently this horse coalition or whatever it may be is pretty
Horse
powerful.
Council, Maryland, yeah. Yep. And you know, there are aspects of Maryland Horse Council. There's dressage and shows. Those people don't bother hunters. There's the horse racing part. Those people don't bother hunters. But the trail riders and the fox chasers, they're the ones that are rabidly against hunting, on Sundays in particular. But they don't mind the farmers killing all the deer. They don't have any problem with that. So,
right.
I know. It you know. And I'm thinking that if you're riding on a Sunday and a farmer shooting deer on a crop damage permit on Sunday, isn't that more so dangerous than hunters out there, you know, perched in a stand, shooting down at the ground and, you know, that type of thing? I you know, you can't reason with them. You just can't reason.
Yeah, there's different aspects of that. Definitely, you know, in the crop permits, it's all about killing deer. It's not,
yep.
Actually how it's done or whether it's done correctly or not. You know, I'm sure there's some, when they're out in the field and they're just shooting flat from the ground.
Yep.
You know, it's all about killing the deer, not actually, you know.
And as many as possible. Many as possible.
Yeah. So,
I get it.
Yep.
And look, I know people that shoot crop damage on a regular basis and they... You know, they do it right. They do it elevated. They make a lethal shot. They use venison.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I have them for where I live, and I use them very seldom because I'm in the forestry project with trees and whatnot.
Right, right.
But it's pretty amazing. You know, it is a very useful tool, especially where I live around Loch Raven. And,
right.
I live in the areas that are not hunted. We got it's. Plus, I've lost the access to the land that I used to be able to hunt, where there was other hunters, good hunters.
Right.
It's all part of Cromwell Park now.
Right.
So it's a useful tool, but you know, it's a responsible tool for sure.
You have to be responsible. Yeah, I've hunted deer on crop damage permits. One year in Frederick County, we hunted a big farm out there. It was managed by Quality Deer Management Association, and they had I can't tell you how many crop damage permits, but all of us who hunted put, you know, because the bag limits were so limited, we just put the deer on our tag. I think we took 90 some deer off of there in one season, and you know, nobody complained. Nobody, I mean, everybody had enough meat in the freezer. You know, if you were going to kill a buck under QDMA, it was, you know, you're going to have to put it on the wall pretty much. And it just, it was pretty good system, even though the landowner, I don't know that they appreciated what we did, but we did it anyway. So, but yeah. I mean, whether they appreciated the fact that we used our own tags and didn't fill up their crop damage permits. But,
I'm always amazed at hearing about the, you know, with the, agricultural farm, you know, corn and whatnot, and the amount of loss that they do get from deer. I mean, it is very legit, but it's got to be done, you know, properly.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
All right. It sounds like Miss Robin's doing getting a little better.
Well, she went in intensive care on Thursday, and it was a very, very bad day for everybody. Yeah, she. Medically induced coma. She's got double pneumonia and sepsis. So
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she's on a ventilator. But yesterday there was more improvement. You know, from a medical standpoint, and we're encouraged that she's turning it around.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a very, very rough day. Very heart wrenching day on Thursday. But yesterday we were a little more encouraged. So she's got a good support. And, like I said earlier, we put her in God's hands and in the hands of the doctors, and ask God to guide the doctors in their decisions for taking care of her. So we believe all that's happening.
My thoughts and blessings are with you and her.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good one.
Bye-bye. You
bye-bye.
Too. All right. 410 WCBM 680. We do have somebody else. Who's on the line there, Aaron? I'm sorry, I missed that. Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Hello, Rob. Were you able to stick with us, Rob? Rob, call back. We're more than glad to. We're more than glad to talk with you. All right. Let's see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And while we're waiting for Rob to call back or another caller, all right, let's talk to Chuck in Brooklyn Park. Good morning, Chuck. How are you? Hello, Chuck. Hello, Chuck. Wow, come on, guys. All right, well, I'll wait just for uno momento. So, all right. Don't want to wait too long. Let's see. Hey, Bill. Thanks. Mark in Delaware. All right. Hey, Bill, thanks for the text. Mark, we'll be right with you. Bill, appreciate you putting Robin on the prayer list at church. That would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. Good to hear from you. Mark, good morning.
Hi, I hope everything improves quickly.
You and I both.
She's a lovely
brother.
Person.
Yep, you and I both.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah, it was tough. Thursday was very, very tough. So, yep. How are things on your end?
Oh, fine. Good. Yeah, just fine. I'm blessed. Things are stable right now.
Good. We are also blessed, and you know, blessed to know that God is in charge. We really are.
Yeah. On a much lighter note, why do the horse people do what they do? Because they can.
Exactly.
They're arrogant and insolent. They're not all wealthy people, but a lot of them are. And I've always said they literally and figuratively look down on other people.
That's true.
Like hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it comes back to the culture. I think it literally goes back to
the aristocrats from
you got it,
from back in the United Kingdom. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
And it really is. It must be 35 years now. I had a client when I was practicing accounting. Mm-hmm. And lovely young woman, couldn't afford to pay my bill. And it turned out she couldn't afford to pay me for preparing a tax return because she was using the money to support a horse that she could not afford. And I was not unsympathetic to her situation.
Right.
I love animals. You love animals.
Absolutely.
But it struck me as odd that I had to point out to her, you cannot afford this horse you're taking care of.
Right.
And if you didn't have the horse, I and a lot of other people could get paid. So my fee went to mucking out a stall and oats and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Well, there was, you know, early on in the show, a long time ago, right at the beginning, there was a report that a horse in somewhere in northern Baltimore County was killed by a hunter in hunting season. And I said, you know, it's pretty hard to mistake a horse for a deer. But this horse was killed in its pasture. And I suggested that perhaps this was a nag that was well insured and wasn't winning any races. And the implications that went with that. Well, I didn't get any pushback from the horse community, but people were amazed that I would suggest such a thing. And why not? What a better excuse, if you're following me, and I think you probably are.
I would never write a policy on a racehorse.
Well,
you'd be amazed what they do with ping pong balls.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. So
yeah.
Yep.
Bad business, I'll tell you.
Oh, and it is a business. That's the thing. It's
well, that's it's only a business.
There's no respect or appreciation of the animal other than how much money it can win.
That's all it's about is cash flow.
Yep.
And when they're no longer of use, which is to say they're not winning.
Right.
They're nothing but overhead.
Yep.
And I wonder, you know, I'll never know. I wonder how many men and women are productively employed working for insurance companies trying to figure out how this animal really died.
Well, you know,
I'll bet they never run out of work.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's a law like, you know.
Yeah. Now that's not the trail riding community, I don't believe. I was in that world. I was in that Annapolis maelstrom for 5 years and gave it my all. And some of the things that came out of their mouths were just in testimony were just unbelievable. They were so fearful. They were so fearful for their lives. And DNR's own numbers indicate that only 1 out of 11 bow hunters are successful, which means that of every 12 shots that they fire, that only one of them strikes their target, and the other 11 arrows are just left out there in the field for our horses to step on and become injured. Yeah, okay.
Well, the big problem is...
The big problem is
the
that...
The problem is the people with guns and bows and arrows, and they're paying a large tax to the federal government to support all these lands, and I'm not aware of any tax on horse supplies.
Horse supplies, or the people that use those lands, public, you know, purchased by hunting dollars, by wildlife restoration dollars. You know, the hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers don't pay any federal excise tax, or don't have any federal excise tax passed through on their binoculars and kayaks and whatever else, backpacks and all that stuff that goes to support the land that they're using as public land. And, you know, any effort to try and have a fee for people who use public land is quickly shot down by the General Assembly. Here's the other problem, Mark. In the entire 188 people in the General Assembly, I would say you could count people, the lawmakers who hunt, on one hand. And they are willfully and wantonly ignorant about wildlife management, fisheries management. They don't care. They don't know. They don't care to know. So, you know, no matter what you say in testimony to try and bring the facts to the forefront, it's like what was her name? Mary, who was the city council member? Mary, what was her name? When I tried to bring up deer hunting on Loch Raven years ago before it was legal, at the studio at WCBM, she stuck her fingers in her ears and went, blah, 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 blah. Seriously, didn't want to hear about deer hunting at all. So
yeah.
that's the I wish I had the video. That is the mindset of our elected officials.
So. Yeah, they're willfully ignorant about a lot of things.
Yes, Mary Pat Clark, Bill, that's correct. Mary Pat Clark. Seriously, I brought up deer hunting on Loch Raven, archery only, with Mary Pat Clark. She stuck her fingers in her ears and went, la, 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 la.
I can see her doing that in my
Absolutely.
Mind's eye.
Absolutely.
I used to know her. I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's how it goes, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep. John B., Mary Pat Clark. That's exactly right.
Yep. Mm.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate the thoughts. I appreciate that very much. I'm getting a lot of texts right now. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, John B. Thank you, Mark, for the call.
Anything else, the week brings you much better news.
I'm sure we're going to get better news today. At least the phone didn't ring this morning, so... 5:15 the other morning when they transferred her to ICU, that was that started my day off, waking me out of a sound sleep for that call. So we'll go see her today and see how it's going. I know her daughter's on her way over there now, so we'll give you a report next week how she's doing. Hopefully she'll be, you know, up, alert, and talking and sending out her well wishes to our listeners. So we appreciate your call, Mark. You have a great day.
Yeah. You take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Now, do we have any callers on the line there, Aaron? Spurge Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Good morning, Brent. How are you, buddy? I like that beard. I like what you're doing with that beard. It looks really good. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires. The locals, you know, that's where the folks, the residents of Easton, the fine folks from the Delmarva Peninsula and the Eastern Shore, that's where they have their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as any other tire that fits your vehicle, whether it's a Corvette Stingray, whether it's a Triumph, whether it's a Triaxle, a trailer of some kind, a landscape trailer, a double wheel, single wheel, a utility trailer, a boat trailer. Spurries has the tires. They have tires for ATVs and RTVs and UTVs, garden tractors, farm tractors. They have a complete farm service that goes to the farms and services all the equipment in the field. So Spurries offers tire repair too, full service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light or that little wrench or any of the other hazard lights come on in your dashboard, drive it right in there. They'll look at it. They'll hook it up to their diagnostic equipment and let you know what's going on. They have a 24-hour truck service, too. All of that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the family, and extended family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire a call at 410-822-7384. They're in Easton. Again, no appointment needed for tires, but if you'd like to call and set up an appointment, just simply call 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And all you locals, when you stop by, just tell them, just tell Brent I like to tell him hello and comment on his beautiful beard. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you for the trumpets. Well, that will announce Clyde Sports Shop Let's Go Fishing 10-Day Sale. Starts Friday, the 14th, comes through the 23rd of March. It's a 10-day sale. Store-wide sale, discounts on fishing rods and reels and combos, all tackle, 10% off. You can save on premium monofilament line at half price. Just take in your empty spools and they'll fill it for you for half the regular price. Shakespeare, Fluger, Ugly Stick Weightlifting Contest, Pen Spinning Reels, the Battle 3 Series on sale, Fluger President Reels are on sale, Kids Combos are on sale, all rod and reel combinations are on sale, and don't forget to check out the full line of St. Croix fishing rods for live and frozen bait, minnows, crabbing supplies, firearms, licenses, terminal tackle, all types of lures for all types of fish. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. Clydesportshop.com is the website. Been around since 1957. Good morning, Mr. Clyde. Hope you're doing good. Open 7 days a week. 10-day sale starts Friday. Let's not forget about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Yeah, they're gearing up for spring. They got all the tables and chairs cleaned up. The sheds are coming in, the greenhouses, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, the kids' gym sets, the pergolas and the gazebos and all that stuff for your backyard. They've got all that, and then they've got the furniture inside, too, for your deck, your patio, or your beach house. They've got the grills. They've got the freestanding pellet and wood stoves. They've got the fireplace inserts for gas, electric, wood, and pellet. They've got it all at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's Backyard Billy's in Hearth America. And there's the music. I want to say thank you, folks. Thank you very much for all your well wishes for Robin. I know she feels them. Seeing her shortly. She was very sick this week. Very, very sick. And she's hopefully recovering. She's in intensive care. Keep the prayers going. We appreciate the prayers so much. And we'll be giving you a report next week. So, all right. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember, love your family, love the Lord. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.